Tom C. McKnight, Jr. I'm dictating the neurological report on patient Lois Lang, L-A-N-G, middle initial V, address is 51 Sun Valley Road, Butte Valley, California, 95965, phone 530-533-5815, cell 530-578-5814, ID XXX14-34, date of birth is 4-2-1928, 94-year-old, married, retired surgical nurse, insurance is Medicare/Blue Cross, pharmacy is Costco, 530-347-8892, it's addressed to Dr. Jamal, J-A-M-A-A-L-L-E-L-K-H-A-L-M-D, Paradise Medical Group, 6460A Pence Road, Paradise, California, 95969-3673, phone 530-872-6650, fax 530-877-2196. The clinical indication, neurological evaluation for functional and cognitive decline, subparagraph history of, quote, mild memory disturbance, unquote, subparagraph, findings of chronic degenerative lumbar disease with symptoms of sciatic persistent pain. Dear Dr. L. Cajal and professional colleagues, thank you for referring Lois Lang for neurological evaluation. New paragraph, Lois is seen today accompanied by one of her four daughters who provides a moderate level of supportive care for Lois at home, where she lives with her husband. New paragraph, during the last year, Lois has experienced increasing decline in her functional capacity, sitting around most of the time because of the persistence of her lumbar spinal pain. Subparagraph, as you may already remember, she has degenerative lumbar disease with scoliosis. Subparagraph, MR imaging studies completed at your request on May 28, 2022 show substantial scoliosis with multi-level degenerative changes with moderate to pronounced degenerative disc disease at L2-3. Creating a moderate left lateral recess of neuroforaminal narrowing. Contacting the L2 nerve root at its exit from the neuroforamina. New paragraph, at L3-4, there is a 5-millimeter antralocesis five-millimeter broad-based disc bulge, creating a moderate right and pronounced left neuroforaminal narrowing with moderate bilateral lateral recess narrowing, crowding of the nerve roots in the cauda equina facing the CSF signal with a 9-millimeter AP thecal sac diameter. New paragraph, at L4-5, there's a 4-millimeter broad-based disc bulge extending laterally and bilaterally, combining with arthropathy and ligamentum flavum hypertrophy, producing moderate to pronounced bilateral lateral recess narrowing, comma, moderate bilateral neuroforaminal narrowing, with the lateral aspects of the disc bulge contacting the bilateral L4 nerve roots as they exit from the neuroforamina. New paragraph, L5-S1, there's pronounced degenerative disc narrowing, a 4-millimeter broad-based disc bulge extending laterally bilaterally, producing mild to moderate nerve foraminal narrowing, right greater than left, contacting the exiting L5 nerve roots. New paragraph, incidental findings include a 5-centimeter, sharply marginated exophytic rounded area of increased T2 weighted signal from the right inferior renal pole, suggesting a cyst. New paragraph. Brain MR imaging completed on June 12, 2021, showed evidence for confluent periventricular white matter hyperintensity extending into the corona radiata with multiple scattered subcortical white matter foci, periventricular cystic foci, parenthesis, small chronic lacunar infarctions, in parenthesis, some signal changes in the pons, comma, mild age-related volume loss, new paragraph, there is evidence for asymmetric foci susceptibility artifact in the basal ganglia compatible with mineralization, no evidence of intracranial hemorrhage. New paragraph, there's multiple cystic foci in and about the basal ganglia. Several cystic changes are noted in the thalami. There's bilateral hippocampal atrophy. There's also ventricular dilatation with no flow void in the cerebral aqueduct. New paragraph, these findings are consistent with cerebral degenerative changes, sequela of microangiopathic disease, chronic lacunar infarctions in the basal ganglia and perivascular spaces, with no evidence of recent or acute infarct. The ventricular dilatation is due to degenerative white matter disease. The hippocampal atrophy may be seen in individuals with memory loss. New paragraph. Today, in close questioning, Lois demonstrates reduced insight and has difficulty in recollection and production of her history of impairment, which has become much more extensive in the last year due to her back pain and degenerative disease. New paragraph, she has cognitive impairment as well. Subparagraph, her daughter provides supportive care, including provision of her medical treatment at home and assisting her with physical therapy exercises, which have been directed after her PT referral from her back evaluation. New paragraph. Her pharmaceutical medications were reviewed, including her copious supplementations, all of which appear to be appropriate at this time for her needs. New paragraph, she is currently taking estradiol, list these vertically, levothyroxine, and melatonin at bedtime with nutritional supplementation, including a woman's daily vitamin. She gives a history of medical adverse reaction to Cipro. New paragraph, she gives a past history of anemia, arthritis, cataracts, thyroid disease, and a TIA. Infectious disease history is positive for chickenpox and tonsillitis. New paragraph. She has allergies to adhesive tape due to her friable skin and to Cipro antibiotic. New paragraph. Systematic review of systems. General, she reports forgetfulness and weight loss. EENT, she has a tendency towards bleeding gums. Nasal pruritus, hay fever. She wears reading glasses. She did not indicate a history of respiratory symptoms. New paragraph. Endocrine, she has reduced hair growth, increased dry skin, increased sense of coldness to temperature, thyroid disease on hormonal therapy. New paragraph. Cardiovascular, she reports some swelling of the distal extremities, irregular heartbeat, hypotension, reduced circulation, varicose veins. New paragraph. Gastrointestinal, she reports a change in her bowel habits with some diarrhea, flatulence. She has a history of hemorrhoids. Dermatological, no other symptoms reported. Genitourinary, she reports nocturia, reduced bladder control, dysuria, and nocturnal urination. Hematological, she has a history of anemia, slow healing after cuts, abnormal bruising, but no excessive bleeding. Locomotor musculoskeletal, she has difficulty with ambulation, with hip and back pain, history of varicose veins, and neuromuscular weakness. New paragraph. Mental health. I'm sorry, the next is female gynecological. She denied current vaginal problems. New paragraph. She stands 5 feet 3 inches, weighs 118 pounds. Menarche occurred at age 14. Her last menstrual period was at the age of 46. She experienced a normal. She experienced some heavy and irregular menstrual periods in the past, which were regular. Her last pap smear and rectal examination were in 2019 or 2020. New paragraph. Mammography has been completed. She did not indicate current symptoms of urinary tract infection, menstrual tension, breast tenderness, or discharge. No previous history of cesarean section or breastfeeding. New paragraph. She's had 5 pregnancies with 4 live births, 4 daughters born in 1952, 54, 56, and 1962 without complication. sexual function. She's not currently sexually active, but describes a previous satisfactory sexual life. She denied discomfort with intercourse. She denied transmissible disease. Mental health. She reports that she feels occasionally depressed, but denied cheerfulness, appetite difficulty, panic symptoms, suicide ideation or gestures, previous counseling therapy, or stress problematic symptoms. Her daughter reported that she does experience symptoms of dysomnia with nocturnal arousals with hallucinosis and delusions, which are more prominent in the evening at night and first thing in the morning before she's up and about. Neuropsychiatric. She denies seeing a psychiatrist or having psychiatric care, convulsions, fainting spells of paralysis. Personal safety. She does not live alone. She does not describe falls. She denied a history of vision or hearing loss. She has completed an advanced directive. There's no reported history of exposures to public health concerns regarding verbally threatening behaviors, physical or sexual abuse. New paragraph, personal and family health history. She was born on April 2nd, 1928. She's 94 years old and right-handed. New paragraph, her father died at age 65 from cancer. Her mother died at age 84 with heart disease and TIAs. New paragraph, she has one sister who was deceased with heart disease, one brother who was deceased at age 90 from cancer, one brother deceased at age 80 with leukemia, one brother deceased in the 80s of uncertain reasons, and one sister who recently passed away at age 97. New paragraph, her husband is 94 and in relatively good health for his age. Her four children, ages 59 to 70, are in good health. New paragraph, she reported a family history of hay fever, cancer in her father and siblings, heart disease in her mother, sister, and brother. There's no family history of unusual arthritis, bleeding tendency, chemical dependency, convulsions, diabetes, other hypertension, tuberculosis, mental illness, or other serious disease. New paragraph, surgical history. Tonsillectomy was completed in 1936. Repaired fracture elbow in the 1970s. Hysterectomy 1975. Rotator cuff surgical repair 1991. Hip replacement surgery 2004, all with good outcomes. She reports no prolonged hospitalizations for care. New paragraph, neuromusculoskeletal review of symptoms. General, she reports chronic fatigue, reduced memory, numbness in some of her fingers. New paragraph. Head, she denied neuralgia, headaches, fainting spells or loss of consciousness or similar family history. New paragraph. Neck, she denied neuralgia, reduced grip strength, myospasm. She does report some numbness in her left and right hand fingers with arthritis. She otherwise denied pain. Stiffness, swelling, or paresthesias. New paragraph, upper back and arms. She denied symptoms. Middle back, she denied symptoms. Low back, she reports intermittent left lower pain radiating to her leg, aggravated by prolonged sitting, somewhat relieved by exercise, strengthening heat, ibuprofen, pain radiating to the upper thigh. She reports some difficulty with problematic urination and bowel movements with incontinence and diarrhea. She reported back, low back stiffness and left lower back and the left leg primarily without swelling. Or paresthesias, but with lower extremity leg weakness. New paragraph. Shoulders, she denied symptoms. Elbows, she denied symptoms. Wrists, she denied symptoms. Hips, she denied symptoms. Ankles, she denied symptoms. Feet, she denied symptoms. New paragraph, neurological review of symptoms. She denied unusual diplopia or visual problems. She denied loss of sense of smell, taste, difficulties with phonation, chewing, swallowing, or deglutition. New paragraph, she denied unusual motor weakness in the upper or lower extremities. New paragraph, she reports that she walks with a forward posture because of the persistence of her back pain, which is, by her daughter's description, much worse in the morning until she is mobilized. New paragraph, she denies unusual stiffness or tremor or difficulty getting up or out of chairs. New paragraph, she likes to do her gardening, but this increases her back pain in the lumbar spine. New paragraph. Neurological examination, general. Lois Lang is an elderly, pleasant, relatively intelligent woman who experiences reported difficulties with delusions and hallucinosis, aggravated by fatigue, worse in the afternoon and the evening, and early morning by her daughter's reports. New paragraph. Her thinking is otherwise logical and appropriate for the clinical circumstances. New paragraph. It appears that her immediate and recent memory is reduced. The thing is otherwise logical and goal-oriented. New paragraph. There's no unusual ideation. New paragraph. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 to inspection examination appear to be unremarkable. New paragraph. Her motor examination shows generalized motor abiotrophy without fasciculations. Her sensory examination appears to be preserved to all modalities. Your deep tendon reflexes are without exacerbation. Testing for pathologic and primitive reflexes was deferred today. New paragraph for ambulatory examination shows forward posturing ambulation, however, without ataxia. She uses a cane but seems to have no tendency to falls. New paragraph. Diagnostic impression. Lois presents with clinical findings of advanced degenerative lumbar disease associated with scoliosis and neuroforaminal stenosis, with symptoms of painful lumbar radiculopathy. Sciatic type symptoms. Subparagraph, over the last year, this has become more impairing, reducing her capacity for functional activity through ambulation and her typical daytime chores of yard work. New paragraph. She has evidence for moderately advanced degenerative ischemic cerebrovascular disease with findings of both microvascular and lacunar changes. Where she has a clinical history of psychiatric delusions and hallucinosis, reportedly thinking that she sees friends at night and other people that occupy her bedroom, and feeling that other things are occurring throughout the day. New paragraph. Subparagraph, these findings, of course, may be very consistent with degenerative ischemic cerebrovascular disease or the onset of symptoms of Alzheimer's-related delusions. New paragraph, there appears at this time to be no evidence of Parkinson's. New paragraph, recommendations. First paragraph, we will obtain high-resolution 3D neuroquantitative brain imaging for further evaluation of her degenerative dementia and ischemic findings. Next paragraph, overnight home sleep testing will be completed to exclude dysomnia and sleep suspected sleep apnea contributing to her degenerative disease and current clinical symptoms. Next paragraph, she will complete the National Institute of Health and Neurological Disorders Quality of Life questionnaires for a more comprehensive assessment of her capacity and function and risk factors not only for dementia, but for anxiety, depression. Next paragraph, laboratory testing to exclude comorbid medical illness contributing to her current clinical symptoms will also be completed. New paragraph, recommendations. Therapeutically, I'm recommending that she be seen for invasive pain management. Subparagraph, we will refer her to the pain management practice of Dr. Lippmann in Chico for evaluation and treatment of her degenerative lumbar disease, hopefully reducing her pain, improving her capacity as she continues with her therapeutic home exercises, with the goal of improving her capacity to exercise and perform her home chores that she enjoys. New paragraph, she will be seen for reevaluation of the results of her testing in consideration for therapeutic treatment of her cognitive impairment, hopefully managing with further management of her delusions and hallucinosis, and then sign respectfully with my professional signature.